The dictionary says integrity is being honest and having strong moral principles. God's word says better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one perverse in his ways, though he be rich.
Hi, I'm Rob West.
Are you living with integrity in your financial dealings? We'll check up on that today, and then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. You know, integrity has another definition besides being honest. It can also mean strength and dependability. When we say a bridge has integrity, we mean it's sturdy and consistently reliable. No matter how much traffic drives over that bridge, it's not going to break up and fall into the river. Christians are called to be like that bridge. We represent Jesus Christ to the world, so it's our responsibility and our privilege to be honest, strong, and dependable in all we do. Of course, we're not always going to do everything right, but with God's help, we persevere. As it says in James 1:12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial because, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Well, we're talking about financial integrity today because your attitudes and actions around money reveal a lot about your heart. So here's the question. Are you being honest, morally strong, and dependable in your personal money matters? We'll start with honesty because it's the most important element of integrity. Honesty is one of the first things Jesus requires of new believers. When some tax collectors approached Jesus to be baptized, they asked, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than what you have been ordered to." That's from Luke 3:13. You need to be honest to be effective for God's kingdom work. Titus 1:7 says the overseer must be above reproach as God's steward. Communities are healthier when people are honest. Proverbs 28:12 and 13 paints a vivid picture. When the righteous triumph, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper. Here's what honesty looks like in real life. It means doing what is right, whether people are watching you or not. It means always telling the truth on timesheets, tax forms, tests, and applications, and in your social media posts as well. Honesty also requires fair treatment of employees, clients, coworkers, and customers. All financial dealings should be transparent and upright. The second element of integrity is moral strength. Moral strength isn't something we can come up with on our own. The power we need to live the Christian life comes from God. He fills us with His Holy Spirit and leads us in paths of righteousness for His name's sake, as it says in Psalms 23. The more time you spend studying the Bible, the better you'll understand God's ways. The more you apply biblical principles to your life and finances, well, the stronger your moral principles will become. As a person of integrity who belongs to Christ, you can be confident that God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. Now, the third characteristic that defines integrity is dependability. Dependability goes hand in hand with good reputation. Proverbs 22:29 confirms this. Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. You see, our goal as Christians is to point people to Christ, and a solid reputation gives you a platform to do just that. In light of all of this, ask yourself, can your family, friends, and coworkers depend on you to do what's right? Are your words and actions consistently godly? As far as personal finances, are you sticking to a clear, manageable plan? Being honest, morally strong, and dependable is a challenge, and nobody does it right all the time. Selfishness and ungodly desires often get in the way of integrity. That's when we have to repent, pray for God's forgiveness, and ask for His help. Then we can make things right with anyone we've injured and move forward. Remember, the only power Satan has is to accuse and confuse. He can't snatch you from the hands of your heavenly Father. Romans 8:1 reads, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." So you can afford to pursue integrity in your personal and financial life, even if you fail from time to time.
I hope that's been an encouragement to you today. All right, it's time to turn the corner and take your calls and questions on anything financial. The number to call is 800-525-7000. We've got lines open right now, 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Stick around. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. You and I can pray anytime and anywhere. The question that frustrates so many Christians is, why don't I? What's keeping me from praying like I want to? I can say that personally, even if I'm on my knees regularly. Our busy schedules, distractions, and phones just get in the way. Jesus knew distractions would be a problem, not to mention the public perception of others. In Matthew 6, after speaking about those who liked to pray in public because others would admire them, Jesus had this to say, "When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen." Prayer is about coming before God and abiding in His presence. Grow in your walk with Christ. Visit getanchor.com.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
We see and hear about the big public issues happening in our nation's capital, but what about the things that happen behind the scenes? That information can give us the whole story and help shape our opinions. That's why you need to listen to Washington Watch Weekend with Tony Perkins. He and his guests will give you all parts of the Washington news from a conservative Christian perspective. Catch Washington Watch Weekend Saturdays at 5:05 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central and Sunday mornings at 3 Central on AFR.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. It's time to take your calls and questions today on anything financial. That number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today. You know, as we think about navigating the challenges out there with higher expenses across the board, one of the issues that folks are dealing with, and you no doubt know this, is the fact that housing prices are up dramatically. You know, we are experiencing it at the grocery store with food prices up 27% over the last 4 years. Housing prices, though, listen to this, since January 2020, up 42.4%. That's really challenging. The latest data says a household needs to earn about $106,000 a year to comfortably afford a house, which is 80% more than what was needed pre-COVID. It's just created a really challenging environment. And so you've got to make sure if you're entering this housing market for the very first time, you've got to be well planned and prepared financially. That means a 20% down payment. That means a mortgage payment, including taxes and insurance, no more than 25, at the most 30% of your take-home pay to ensure you have enough left for everything else. Now, we did get another inflation reading that was slightly lower. We've dipped below 3% into the high 2%. Again, it's cumulative. It doesn't mean prices are coming down. It just means they're increasing at a slower pace, but at least we're into the twos, even though it's at the upper end. That's going to give the Federal Reserve that much needed incentive to go ahead and follow through on what they've been saying now for some time, and that is that lower interest rates are coming. I would expect at least, and most economists believe we'll get at least a 25 basis point, 0.25% cut in September, perhaps as much as a half a point. We'll have to watch that. But here's the reality, though. It's going to happen slowly, and most economists are thinking that we're not going to see mortgage rates, even with the Fed continuing to reduce throughout next year, we're not going to see mortgage rates below 6% in 2025. So again, that just means we're not going to see dramatic changes. There's not going to be an opportunity to refinance because you're going to need to see at least a point and a half, if not 2 points in reduction before it makes sense to refinance. And even then, you need to stay in that home for at least 5 years beyond that for it to prove itself out financially. But just make sure you're well planned. Make sure you start with the budget, not the home you want. Start with the budget to make sure you ultimately buy a home you can afford. Now, there is some good news on rents. So this may be an alternative for you in the meantime. There's been a construction boom in the U.S. as a result of post-COVID lower construction numbers that led to a lack of inventory. We've seen that ramping up. Record construction activity since the pandemic has increased the supply of empty units, meaning more inventory is now available for renters. More multifamily units were completed in June than in any month in nearly 50 years, according to Zillow Group. Landlords are taking notice and are now adding rent concessions. We haven't seen these in a while. Discounts, incentives, perks to attract new renters, like free weeks of rent or free parking. About one third, that is just over 33% of landlords, offered at least one rent concession in July across the U.S. That's up from about one quarter or 25.4% last year, Zillow found. Meanwhile, the median asking rent prices for apartments in 1 to 3 bedroom units fell in July. That's the first time that's occurred since 2020, according to Redfin, a real estate brokerage site. The median asking price for a studio or one bedroom apartment was down slightly to $1,498 a month. I realize that's still high. Nevertheless, it's slightly coming down. A two bedroom apartment down slightly as well, $1,730, and three or more down about 2% to $2,010, according to Redfin data. So as you're waiting to enter this housing market, perhaps you should consider looking at renting as a stopgap there, and at least some relief coming in that area. All right, let's move along and begin to take your calls and questions today. Whatever's on your mind, we'd love to hear from you. That number, 800-525-7000. With whatever you're thinking about in your financial life today, we'd love to tackle it with you. Let's go to Mark in California. You'll be our first caller, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Mark. I live in Turlock, California. I'm starting a nonprofit organization renovating these buildings. I have a construction background and 35 years dealing with feeding the homeless from my old church. Where I'm living now is a different church. I struggle with, I have long-term care insurance that pays my room, board, and food. So I've got $2,200 a month in financial play money, I call it. Every month I struggle paying, running over my budget by about $600 a month. I have Larry Burkett's budget, the percentage, and I need to use that, but psychologically, I don't care, and I need to get beyond that. How do I do that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Mark, let me say I'm delighted you called today. And, you know, I think the starting point is to understand the responsibility that the Lord has entrusted to you and to each of us as what we call stewards or managers of God's resources. And so I think perhaps the beginning point to you taking ownership of this and cultivating a desire to be found faithful as a steward, it begins with an understanding of who owns it. And what you have to recognize is that everything belongs to God. The Bible is very clear about this. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it and all who dwell therein. It says the cattle on a thousand hills belongs to the Lord. So he is creator and owner of everything, including you and I, and including the resources that he entrusted to us. And we are to be found faithful. The Bible says that very clearly in 1 Corinthians. It says those who have been given a trust must prove faithful, and we will give an account. And so I think when we understand God's ownership, and then therefore our role is that as of manager of the King of Kings resources, this is a high calling and one that we need to take great care and exercise great stewardship over. And that includes every dollar that comes your way, whether it comes by way of a long-term care insurance payout, or it comes from an inheritance, or it comes from somebody, you know, giving you $20, you know, at on the street. It's all from the Lord. And so as you begin to change that shift in your mind and thinking, then you realize that every spending decision is ultimately a spiritual decision, because the way we demonstrate our trust and our faithfulness to the Lord is through, in part, how we manage God's money, because it all belongs to him. And so when we understand that, we say, okay, this is not something I can cast aside. It's not something I can take lightly. And therefore, what does God's word say about how I should manage his money? Well, it says that after I recognize his lordship, I recognize stewardship. It says I should be generous. It says I should live within my means and count the cost. It says there's warnings around debt and borrowing. All of these things that we can begin apply to our financial lives. But I want to get your thoughts on that, and I want to talk practically about where you go from here. I'm up against a break, so Mark, I'm going to ask you to stay right there, and we'll pick up the conversation on the other side. We'll be right back.
Every day, AFA offers biblical insight on issues that others aren't willing to touch in the hopes that you'll become a world changer. That's why we're offering an in-depth worldview training course called Activate. 13 different professors teaching 18 sessions, all available online, including a printed workbook to help you apply what you've learned, and one-year access to AFA streaming content to give you even more resources. Find out more about Activate and sign up today at activate.afa.net.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Answers in Genesis,
Ark Encounter,
the Creation Museum.
Both are more than just family destinations. They're resources to help you and your family deepen your understanding of the Bible. Wesley Wildman and Tony Battagliano are taking that to another level with AFA at the Ark. October 31st through November 2nd, you'll get to learn from special presentations and a live panel discussion with Wesley and Tony. For all the details, visit afa.net/events today and click AFA at the Ark.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Hi. Hi, I'm Chelsea Wildman, Associate Director of the AFA Foundation. We exist to help our supporters to leave a lasting legacy for years to come. We would love to speak with you regarding your situation to help put in place a lifetime income while also giving to the ministry of AFA and AFR. You can reach out to us by phone or email at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. Our goal in this program, to help you see God as your ultimate treasure and money a tool to accomplish God's purposes. Call right now with your calls and questions today on anything financial. We've got lines open, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Pat Montague taking our calls today and serving as our call screener today. We're grateful for Pat's excellent work. We're talking with Mark in California. Mark is retired. He's the youngest of six kids. He feels like he really wasn't taught how to manage money well. He's struggling to budget. He is living pretty much off of payout from long-term care insurance, and he's going under every month in the sense that he's spending beyond what he has coming in, and has expressed that he doesn't have much desire to kind of rein in his spending and manage his money wisely. And so I was sharing before the break, Mark, just about our role as stewards and really the fact that, you know, as we understand this high calling we've been given to manage what God has entrusted to us, hopefully that begins to cultivate a desire to be found faithful and ultimately to be ready to give an account for how we've managed God's money. Before we move to the practical side of where you need to go to rein in your spending and get on a better plan moving forward, give me your thoughts on what I shared.
Repeat that again.
Okay. Yes. Before we talk about your practical next steps to manage your money and rein in your spending so that you're not going under every month, I want to begin by dialing into this point that you made about you just lack incentive or desire to manage money wisely. And before the break, I was sharing, you know, when we see God as owner of everything and we accept our role as stewards, our role becomes a pretty important job. We have a high calling as managers of the King of Kings resources. How does that sit with you as it relates to your lack of enthusiasm to manage money wisely?
Well, see, I feel like I'm starting now after contacting you and hearing what I'm accountable for next month. I'm going to start working towards not visiting the payday loan companies and just stop spending.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. And my goal here, Mark, and I'm not hearing you say this, but I just want to underscore this. My goal is not to make you feel guilty or bad about decisions you've made in the past. Listen, we all make mistakes. We're all sinners. We can leave that at the foot of the cross. And once we've trusted Christ as our Savior, those sins are forgiven. But we do move forward and we say, okay, after we give our lives to Jesus and we surrender to Him as Lord and Savior, it really is about stewardship. Stewardship of our time, stewardship of our relationships, and stewardship of God's money. And I would absolutely affirm what you just said. I think we all have to make that decision. From this point forward, I'm going to do everything I can do to live within my means. And that just means I want to live within God's provision. And yes, avoiding those payday loans is an absolute must because, you know, those, I mean, that can run over, if you annualize what you're paying for those payday loans, it can run over 1,000% interest. I mean, it's incredible. And, you know, I would love to see those things outlawed. And nevertheless, they're here, but you need to stay far from those. The other thing you need to do is really begin to, you know, put a plan in place to say, okay, what can I count on a monthly basis? And then how do I need to order my finances accordingly? And so it may mean you need to start over. And I like to start with what I call the big four, which is you've got to keep a roof over your head, you got to keep food on the table, you got to keep the utilities paid, and you got to keep gas in the car to get to work if you're working outside the home. But beyond that, everything is negotiable. And, you know, we need to start cutting back and eliminating expenses so that you can live within God's provision and honor Him in what He has entrusted to you. And I know you have a giving heart. I see in my notes here that you have a desire to establish a nonprofit, and you even referred to trying to help those who are homeless. But one of the first things you can do to be a blessing to others is to really manage what God has entrusted to you well. Because if you're not managing what you have, you're not going to be in a position to help others. So I think your next step is really to make a commitment to live within your provision. Don't visit those payday loans anymore and get to a place where we're not going under every month, but we have a surplus. It's not going to be easy, but I believe you can do it. And then begin asking the Lord to show you what's next for you, whether that's returning to work if you're able, or, you know, or leaning into some of these ministry opportunities. Does that make sense, though?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, listen, I'd love for you to keep us updated along the way as God moves here. I want to pray for you, and I'd love to hear back from you, Mark, as you continue down this journey. Father, I'm just grateful for Mark's conversation today. Lord, I just pray that you would just show yourself once again faithful to him in provision. Lord, that you would give him that desire to be found faithful as a steward, that he would have a sense of responsibility and accountability and a desire, Lord, that grows over time to manage what you have entrusted to him well. I pray that you would allow him to make the hard decisions and that you would put him in a position as he gets his financial house in order to be able to lean into the desires he has to bless others. And so we just tell you today, we trust you and we love you and we thank you that, Lord, you are there and you will never leave us or forsake us. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Mark, thanks for your call today, sir. May the Lord bless you. Well, folks, we're going to be taking our next break here in just a moment, but we do have some lines open today. We'd love to hear from you. Taking your calls and questions on anything financial today at 800-525-7000, whether that's getting your spending plan in place. What are some strategies to do that? Maybe you're on a variable income. That can be really challenging. What about debt repayment? Credit card debt now at $1.1 trillion. That's the highest ever. That's a result of expenses up across the board. What's the best way to pay that off? What about your credit score, your investments, the economy? We can talk about anything. 800-525-7000. You can call right now and we'll be right back. 19. That's how many pairs of shoes the average American has in their closet. 1. That's how many pairs of shoes it takes to share health, education, opportunity, and the love of Christ to a child in need in the world. You can play a part in changing the life of a child today through Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child in need. That's giveshoestoday.org.
Coming up on Encouragement Live, we'll talk with Gil Ilyutovich of the Israel Trauma Healing Project, live from Tel Aviv.
We all believe all the time that Israel is a safe haven. And suddenly, on October 7th, animals attacked our country, invaded to our country.
I'm Don Hawkins. Join me as we hear live from Tel Aviv, Israel on Encouragement Live, Saturday at 7.05 p.m. Central, 8.05 Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Are you looking for a financial professional who aligns with your biblical values? Certified Kingdom Advisors are trusted financial, legal, or accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking Find a CKA.
The AFA Resource Center is a one-stop shop to find tools that will help you grow in your relationship with God. We've also got items to help others find out about the ministries of AFA, like the AFR trucker hat. We're talking a very stylish six-panel mesh-back hat with the AFR logo made out of brown leather. It's fully adjustable to fit just about anyone, so get yours today at resources.afa.net. Resources.afa.net.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Anything financial in play today, call right now. Let's head back to the phones to North Carolina. Hi, Carson. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to say first that I appreciate everything that you do. You articulate your so well and just proceed with grace so well with your guests. So I just appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
But my question, yes, sir. My question is, I'm a single mom. And I am trying to buy a house, hopefully, for myself and my daughter and just prepare for our future. And, I make about $45,000 a year. I'm a chaplain. And I also, though, have to take care of my mom pretty heavily with her finances, like help pay her rent, and things like that. It just seems like she cannot get ahead. And it just can be frustrating, and I'm praying and asking the Lord for guidance and just for him to provide for her finances. But it really seems like things are not letting up. And I'm just worried about our future, myself and my daughter, because I want to prepare us and I want to prepare her. And so what do you have any suggestions of how I can help my mom? Because she's not very good with finances. She does work full time, but it's just not enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that, and I appreciate that. You know, you've got a lot on your plate as a single mom, and then with your own mom on top of that, and trying to help financially, I can imagine that that is just a lot. And there's probably more month than money in most cases, and that can be challenging. So let's talk about your mom's situation first, because obviously, if it sounds like if you weren't having to help there, that you would be able to live within your means. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So in terms of your mom, what is her income source at this point?
She works full time. I don't know how much she makes, but it's not, it's like $12 an hour. So it's not great.
Yeah.
But it's just enough to get her by a little bit.
Sure. And is there any opportunity that you see to dial back her expenses? I mean, could she get into a smaller place? Could you all cohabitate? Could you move in together? I mean, are there opportunities you think that could bring her overall expenses down and help to right-size that budget?
Yeah, I have thought about all that. My mom and I actually used to live together, and she's it's just not something that I want right now with my daughter. Her and I are very different, and so that's not an option, and the Lord has made that clear as well.
Yeah.
And the Lord has actually really provided for me and my daughter because I'm living with my uncle right now. He's given me an opportunity to stay with him. He just built a house, so I don't have rent or any payments. So God has provided so much in that area.
Yeah.
I don't want to live like that for long.
Okay.
And so,
yeah.
But as for my mom, yeah, I was thinking about getting her into a lesser expensive place. She pays about $1,000 a month right now, and that is honestly like cheap. For now, for a one bedroom, you know.
Oh, sure.
So
yeah, I mean, that's in fact, that's kind of low. The average right now is for a one bedroom is up around $1,400. You know, just with expenses up the way they are. I totally get it, and really challenging. You know, here's what I would be willing to do if you think this would help. Is get a Christian financial counselor involved, and we would be happy to pay for it here at FaithFi. Do you think she'd be willing to work with somebody who's a believer, who's been trained as a certified Christian financial counselor, that would be willing to kind of get into the numbers and the budget and help her maybe bring a fresh perspective on ways she might be able to bring her spending in line with her income?
Yeah, I'm definitely willing to give it a try.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Because I think that's kind of where we need to start, because if we could figure out how to get your mom's budget to line up, then, you know, that would take some of the pressure off you and allow you to redirect that money to savings, because I agree this is a unique opportunity that you have right now while you're living in your uncle's place to be able to put some money aside so that you can eventually buy something perhaps a couple of years down the road. But I think getting your mom situated is obviously a key piece of that. So let's do this, Carson. I'm going to have you hold the line. We're going to get your information. We'll get one of our certified Christian financial counselors in touch with you. You can make that handoff to your mom in whatever way you feel is appropriate. Again, we'll cover the cost on that, so there won't be any expense to you or your mom. And let's just see what the Lord does as we try to roll up our sleeves and kind of get these budgets right-sized, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Rob. That sounds
all right,
good.
Carson. You're very welcome. Thanks for calling today, and keep us posted on this. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got some lines open. Let's go to Ohio. Hi, Mark. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Rob. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I got a question for you. I called a while back and talked to you about maybe moving some funds out of Raymond James and Chase Bank. I had an evaluation done, and I'm paying about $9,000 a year in fees. And I've connected with a retirement advisor. He's an individual that's been doing it for a long time. And I've got about $650,000 in the accounts I have. And most of them, 70% of it's mutual funds and some stocks and then cash. And I feel like I am too vulnerable. At age 68, I don't want to be working the next 20 years to try to get back anything. His suggestion to me was as a possibility to take $300,000 and put it in an annuity where you're guaranteed you're not going to lose any money. Mm-hmm. And I think he said that the only fees with that, actually the annuity pays him, I think it's like 1% is how he makes some money on it. And put the other 300 and some thousand into the market at a lower risk. I don't, I didn't get that far with which ones or anything or not. But does that sound like that's? I mean, I just want to get away from paying these fees. And for what I'm getting, it's I'm not happy with it.
Yeah, yeah, no, I can certainly understand. Well, I mean, the fees you're describing on $650,000 is not, you know, out of bounds in the sense that,
yeah,
you know, somewhere
I agree.
Between, yeah, 1.5%, somewhere between 1 and 1.5% is probably right. So $6,500 to $9,000 is probably appropriate. Doesn't mean you have to pay it, or doesn't mean it's the right thing for you. Ultimately, I'm less concerned about the fees and more concerned that you're positioned in a way that's going to first help you protect what you've got. Ultimately, we trust trust the Lord for protection, but to the best you can to preserve the capital that he's given you and then to grow it modestly so you can live on it and outpace inflation. Did you say you're 70% in stocks with that portfolio today?
I'm going to say it's around 70, yeah. And my guy at Chase tells me I'm in a medium, what they call it, medium
risk level.
Volatility, risk.
Yeah, and what is your age?
The market drops. I'm 68.
Okay.
I've been retired for 4 years.
Yeah. So what I would typically say for somebody who's approaching 70 is you'd probably want about 40% in stocks with about, 50 to 60% in bonds. And then, you want a good bit, you might have an allocation of gold or something like that. As to the annuity piece, that's not my first choice. But I think, if your primary goal is to transfer the risk away from yourself and the market risk to an insurance company, it can be a way to do that, and a very effective way. So let's do this. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll finish up on the other side. I'll give you my final thoughts on that. We'll be right back.
To all of our friends on American Family Radio, this is Michael Brown, thrilled to announce to you that we have a brand new 30-minute daily equipping broadcast that will light a fresh fire in your life and will infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong in the Lord. It's coming your way 12:30 every single night, 5 days a week. Don't miss a single broadcast on the Line of Fire. I believe your life will be changed.
Every weekday, strengthen your family and your faith with Family Talk.
I had the same brain when I was at the bottom of the class that I had at the top of the class. Exactly the same brain, but a different attitude. What does that tell us about our responsibility to develop the intellect of the people and our spheres of influence?
Don't miss Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson every weekday at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Central on AFR.
Every day we hear life-changing stories from listeners just like you who see money and possessions as tools to invite more people into God's kingdom. Instead of chasing wealth, you've chosen to embrace God as your source of love and provision. At FaithFi, we're passionate about meeting people where they live and work through our national radio program, app, resources, and website to influence widespread positive change in our culture. Please consider becoming a monthly partner at faithfi.com/give.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly 3 decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio in our final segment. We've got room perhaps for one or two additional calls, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Before the break, we were talking to Mark in Ohio. Mark is 68. He's got about $650,000 in investments. He's paying about $9,000 a year in fees, and that on top of the fact that he's got about 70% or more of that portfolio allocated to stocks. He's feeling that he's paying a lot of money, and he's not thrilled with the performance. He also feels like he has a bit more risk or exposure than he would like in this season of life, and is just wondering where does he go from here, including he's considering putting as much as half of this portfolio into an annuity. And I think, as I had shared before the break, Mark, although the fees aren't out of line, I can understand why you'd want to try to take a look at those. You're right. The annuity, you would be compensated, or he would be, the salesman would typically be compensated quite a bit more than 1%, but it does come from the annuity company. But you do get, you're going to have some surrender penalties, so you're not going to be able to, get that money out. So you're going to lose some liquidity, and you are going to give up, I think, some upside potential in exchange for that downside. But the primary benefit of an annuity is the idea that now you're transferring the risk away from yourself and the market risk to the insurance company. And obviously I'm hearing in your question that is a, you know, pretty high on your list. You're wanting to know that you have a guaranteed return, at least for a portion of this. And I can certainly understand that. So I think that's where an annuity could work. I will say they're not all created equal. And so I would kind of shop around and see, you know, what options you have available. There's fixed annuities where you get a guaranteed rate of return that where it grows. And then at some point you could convert it to an income stream by annuitizing. There are variable annuities where you participate in a portion of the upside of the market, but you have that downside floor. So, you know, there are a couple of different options there. And then inside both of those big categories, there's all kinds of varieties of annuities on both the fixed and the variable side. So I'd probably get a couple of opinions before you made that decision. I would also consider with the portion that you leave in stocks and bonds, either talking to your current advisor about getting more conservative with it. As I said, as a 70-year-old, you know, the general kind of approach would be somewhere between 30 and 40% in stocks, not 70%. And so if you dialed it back to 30 or 40 and you had, you know, 60 or 70% in fixed income, CDs and corporate and government bonds, especially as these interest rates are falling, you're going to get less volatility and you're going to get a good income stream. And then you'll keep at least a portion of it, that 30, 40% in stocks to give you a growth component. And that could round out a really nice portfolio. But if either you're not happy with the advisor's communication or performance, what you may want to do for, you know, whatever portion you leave in stocks and bonds, you may want to interview a few other advisors to consider. And they could also offer alternatives to the annuities. If you did that, we'd recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. So I'd go to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. You can click Find a Professional and do a zip code search for CKAs there in Ohio, and I'd probably interview two or three. But I think generally I like where you're headed. You can consider the annuity, but I'd get other offers, and I would consider getting more conservative with the stock and bond portion. And, you know, I'd probably also consider interviewing some other advisors. Does that make sense?
I know that typically the market outperforms annuities, but the volatility is, you know, it's apples and oranges.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and that's where
the one I was looking,
go ahead.
The one annuity he was telling me about was a for 7 years you're locked in where you can't, whether you can take out 10% a year without a penalty.
Okay.
And yep. And from there on, but anyway.
And was it a fixed return, a guaranteed fixed annuity?
Yeah, it's a fixed.
And what is that rate?
I think he said it was 10.
10% a year. No, you can take 10% out, but how much, what's the guaranteed return?
Well, I don't know a lot about this. It's kind of based, it was based on the S&P.
Okay, so that's a variable annuity. So, you know, you could do
a fixed. I'm going to explain it wrong because it was fixed.
Okay, but if it's tied to a market index, then it's going to be variable. You definitely want to get some more information on that, because if it's a fixed annuity, he should be able to give you a stated annual return that you're guaranteed to get, even if there's a potential to get more. But hopefully that helps you. You know, I think with that stock portion, you know, you don't have to move away from it entirely. You could just get more conservative within stocks and bonds, because I would agree you're too aggressive right now with the portion that you put in the annuity. I would at least check some other options before you make your final decision. And I would want you to know exactly what you're getting into, not just how much you can take out, but what is your guaranteed minimum return every year in that annuity for the portion that you put in. I hope that gives you some things to think about, Scott or Mark. We appreciate you being on the program, sir. May the Lord bless you. Let's go to Oklahoma. Hi, Leah. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, I am calling. I've got some questions. Years ago, I had called in and spoke to, I don't remember, the man that has passed away that used to do the show. But
Dan Celia.
He had given me. Yes, yes. I couldn't remember his name. It's been a while. He had given me advice. I'm a single mom, and I was
recently separated, and so I have it's no kind of savings whatsoever, you know, until I just 5 years ago I started finally doing a 401k, and I was paying 12% into that. He advised that I would take and only put in there what my company will match, which is 6%, and then I could put the rest in like a Fidelity account.
Okay.
And break it up between a Timothy plan, the TPLC at 60%,
okay,
TPSC at 20%, and TPIF at 10%, and the TPHD at 10%.
Okay.
And I'm actually just now finally starting to start that account, and I just wanted to make sure if that is still current today, if that should be, if that sounds like a good plan for,
yeah,
for me going forward.
Well, that's great, Leah. Well, I'm so glad you called in these years ago, and have the utmost respect for Dan. Didn't know him personally, but I'll tell you, the ministry he had and continues to have in the life of the AFR listeners is something that just is really remarkable. I think he gave you great advice. You know, I love the fact that you're prioritizing being able to save for the future and putting something aside. I think you absolutely want to take every penny of that match. And so if you can get 6% matched, go for it. I also like the idea of taking the other portion and putting it into an IRA. So perhaps a traditional or a Roth IRA, you know, Fidelity would be fine. And Timothy plan is a great option. I wouldn't be able to give you, I know Dan gave very specific stock and mutual fund recommendations. I don't do that. I talk more generally, but I like Timothy plan as a fund family for sure. It will ensure that you're aligning your values with your investments. And so I think, you know, selecting among their various options would be great. I would just make sure that you're getting that into a tax deferred environment. So, you know, if you're going in Fidelity, I wouldn't put it in a taxable account. I'd put it in an IRA. And to the extent you bump up against that annual contribution limit, which if you're over 50, it's going to be 8,000. If it's under 50, it's going to be 7,000. I would probably go back and continue to increase the money going into the 401k, just to keep everything in a tax deferred environment. So you're not having to pay taxes along the way. But apart from that, I think you have a great plan.
Okay. So you say do it in an IRA, tax deferred.
Yeah. So it's called a traditional IRA. So you're going to get the same tax deduction that you get for the money going into the 401k for the money you contribute to the IRA. And it's going to grow tax deferred inside that account, which means the taxes are not going to put a drag on the investments. But you can either put $7,000 or $8,000, depending on whether you're under or over 50. And so what you may find is that other 6% of your salary, if that, you know, is maxes out at 8% at the 8,000 and you want to put in more, then I would go back to the 401k and continue to increase that until you get up to the full 12% you're wanting to put away between the two. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. So, okay. I think so. So you're saying go ahead and put a little more than what the company matches, because they match 6%. That's what I'm putting. And then
Roughly what is that 12% a year? Do you know what that is in dollars and cents roughly?
Not much. I think I only make about $35,000 a year.
Okay. Yeah. So you're not going to need to put any more in the 401k, because if you're putting 6% of that $35,000 beyond the match, because we're putting 6% in the 401k and that's getting matched, and the other 6% is going in the IRA, 6% of $35,000 is $2,100. So you're not going to get up to the limit, because you can put in up to $7,000. So I'd put 6% in the 401k and get it matched, and the other 6% in a Fidelity traditional IRA, and that's where you can buy those Timothy Plan mutual funds. Does that sound good?
Okay, yes, that sounds good. I appreciate
it. All right.
This.
Absolutely, Leah. God bless you. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate you being on the program. Scott, unfortunately, I am out of time, but if you want to hang right there, we'll see if our team can get you scheduled to be first up on the broadcast tomorrow. I'd be delighted to talk to you about the economy and investing in precious metals and whatever else is on your mind, sir. So let's see if we can get you scheduled for tomorrow's broadcast. Folks, I'm so thankful for you and the opportunity to be able to come alongside you each day and hopefully be an encouragement to you, point you back to God's Word, and really point you toward God as your ultimate treasure. You know, the opportunity we have to manage God's money is a big deal. We'll ultimately give an account for it someday, and so we want to help you live as that wise and faithful steward. We'll gather together tomorrow to do it all over again. In the meantime, big thanks to my team today, Taylor Standridge, Pat Montague, Devin Patrick, and all the team members here at Faith Five. We'll see you tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.